Vayter and Chas, we're in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Gimel. Picking up the top of the page, four lines down. Amar Rav Nachman. Hi, my dog, Gilly Basil, Chavid Lesterstein. Someone rented his house out to somebody for 10 years. Vakasli Yishtar. And he wrote him a shtar also. Rashi says, what does it say over there? Maske Lesocha, the landlord wrote it to the tenant, Shtara, Sheskir Lesterstein. I'm renting this for 10 years. Velo Nichtov Bishtar, Zman. But he didn't write a time on it. Lach Zman, Balafli Basin, Amar Kfar Dart Bay, Bachamishanim. And then he says, the landlord says, you've been there for 5 years already. Because they didn't write any time on it, just so he gets it for 10 years. V'zeh Amar, lo dati el shal, so it was only for 3 years. V'amar lay back in the Gemara, nikit the chamish tenin. You've been there, you've held on to for 5 years. And Mehaman, we believe him. Rashi says, Mehaman, balabais. The karka, v'chechz ba'alea, omedes al kol davar safek habalafinenu. It's like considered in his possession, therefore he owns it, and the other guy has to bring the proof that he didn't, that he was only there for 3 years. Really want to play that game? If that's true, then let's say someone lends someone else 100 zuz with a shtar. Then the borrower says, I already paid half of it to you. And since he's holding the possession of the money, just like the owner had the possession of the property, and therefore the other person has to prove it. So to over here, you want to say that the borrower who has the possession of the money, we just believe him to say that you paid half of it? That doesn't work. Amalei, so Avina says, Hachi hashta, how you can compare these two cases? Hasam shtar leguvaynukai. There, in the case of the loan, the shtar is there in order to be able to go ahead and to collect. Right, you can collect what's there. Ib isa depari, and if it's really true that the person paid back half of it already, he should have written that up in another shtar. And that's not written there. Inami michtav eletavra, or he should have written a receipt. Since the borrower didn't do that, therefore he can get all the money back. In this case, Amalei, the landlord could say to him by the 10-year shtickle, Haidik sivilech shtar, that which I wrote a document for you, yehechi delo techsakale, so that you're not going to go and start pretending that you actually own this land. Rashi says, "Delo tema lekucha hi biadi, velo tuchal litvo eser shanim leolam." You shouldn't say like, "Oh yeah, what do you mean? I bought this from you." It's known that you have the shtar, so you get to hold on to the shtar. But the point is, I don't want to get messed over that kilu. You're there for 3 years. Therefore, you have a chazaka that you actually bought it from me. But so you can't compare these two cases over here. Says Gemara Rav Nachman Shoel Adam. What does that mean, says Rashi? Imra adam kli lechavero. He sees he has like some sort of utensil, some sort of vessel. Va'amar Rashi, leni betuvo. You know, let me use it in its good state. Va'amar lei, and he says to him, hein, okay. Shol leolam, it's lent to him forever. Kol zman shu roi lemalacha dehai betuvo. And as long as it's fit to be able to use for malacha. Dehai betuvo mash malan kol zman shu tuvo. As long as it is still in a state of goodness. Tov va'afilo. Kozman shu tov va'afilo machziro kozman tov kishitzarech. Even if he returns, he can come and take it again. So if I say, let's say, can I borrow that shovel betuvo, so I could use it as long as I need it for the particular whatever I need it for, and if I return it, I can come back and get it even again. Amar of Mari Bara. The Bashmuel of Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, "Vehud kanamine." When is that true? That's if he makes a kinyan on it, but not just a regular kinyan meshicha. Rashi says, "Vehud kanamine," but the Bailam of a lo kani mikiadre kolsa kaniya the meshicha rishona. But if he doesn't do a kinyan, then what happens as soon as he returns it? It's over. The deal is over. Just do some sort of kinyan chalipin in order to go out and to make sure that this is going to remain and continue. Amar of Mari Peridu Ravashi Umehader Le Katoy, and the borrower has to return the handle when it ends up breaking. Rashi says, "Because Yifchos, it goes down in value. Shaloi Yiroi Yachzer Lo Shvar. If he gives the broken pieces, the whole lav b'matoniyov. It wasn't given to him as a matana. Ela Shelahu, it's considered a loan. B'tuvo, uvahai lav tuvo, and it's not tov anymore. So you have to give it back." Amar Rav, hi, man. The Amar Lel Chavis says to his friend, "Oshlan Mara Lemirpak Be Hai Pardesa. Lend me a hoe to go and dig up a garden." Type of utensil to go dig up gardens. Rafik Bey Hahu Pardesa. He can dig up the garden and with that which he borrowed. Rash says Chad Pardesa, only one. Pardesa, if he said, lend me to do a garden, As opposed to saying Hahu Pardesa, this particular one, all he said is Pardesa, Rashi says Stama, then Rafik Bey called Pardesa the boy. He could dig up any garden that he wants, even if it's huge. Rashi says Afilu Gadol Kantuchia. Pardesa, if he says gardens, I want it for gardens, then Rafik Va'azil called Pardesa the Isla. He can go and dig up all the gardens that he has. Mahadale Katai, in all these situations, he has to return to him the handle if it breaks, even if the handle is totally fine. Meaning when the tool itself breaks, even though the handle's okay, you could use it in some other place. No, you got to return it to him because that's what you dealt with. Amarav Papa. Amarav Papa. Hi, man. To Amar Lil Chavir, guys, goes says to his friend, Oshlan, hi, Gargusa. Lend me this Gargusa, a well. Rashi says, Oshlan is Hashilini. Gargusa is Be'er Mayim Chaim. Lashko Sados. You know, to go into irrigate fields. V'nafla. And then it breaks down. You learn to do it. It breaks down. Lo Banila. The borrower is not allowed to rebuild it. Rashi says, Lo Bala im Bala Vnosa V'lomer Od Sholi. It's still, you know, rented to me. Leolam Ze Me'akev Alav. He can't do it. V'omer lo hishal, because he could say lo hishalticha ela osa v'lo kishenas acher. I only lent you this one, but not if you made something else. Gargusa, right? Because he said over here, hi gargusa. But he says gargusa without saying a particular one. V'nafa, then it falls down. Bani la, he can go ahead and he can rebuild it. Rashi says, v'arehi sheula lo ad sheyaska kol sadav. It's rent lent to him until he waters all his fields. Bay Gargusa, if he says a place of your, lend me a place in your land in order to make a well, and he's masking, make a well. Rashi says, Amar lo, Beloshan Azaz, Shileni Bay Gargusa, Hashileni Makom Lachbarbo, Be'er Karmelay, that's what he was saying. Then, Kare, Vazil Kame Gargusa, Be'are, he can go and dig many wells. In that land, Rashi says, Imlo Yimtza Kan, if he doesn't find it over here, Yachum HaGemach, he can go to another place. Ad de Misra Mele Makom Aroi. To find a well, to make a well, you know, crack and lacking, it takes time to actually find it and hit the jackpot there, so you can keep going. Ad de Misra Mele until he ends up finding it. Vitzarech Lemikne Mine, and the borrower has to acquire the whole field from him in this type of case. Rashi says, Meikara, Vilo Kana Mine, Dibur Ba'alma. Doesn't mean he's buying it from that it belongs to him forever. What it means is that the borrower has to either with the digging of the first well, you know, have in mind, or with the, you know, do through chalipin to get the rights to dig the, all these different types of wells. It's basically testing out to find the good well until he finds it. If he's not able to do that, then he's only acquiring the first area and he's not allowed to keep going. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, the very last Mishnah in the Perek. Hamasker Bayis L'Chavir V'Nafal. If someone rented a house to his friend and it fell down, it collapsed when he was renting it. Chayiv Lehamid Lo Bayis. Yes, then I'll give him another one. He rented it out. He needs another one. Rashi says, Bimei Schuros Schuruso. Ayakatan, if it was a small house, Lo Yosa Gadol. He's not allowed to go and make it big. Gadol, if it was big, then lo yaseh katan, he can't make it small. Rashi explains that the renter can say, listen, I don't want a big one, I don't want a small one, I want what we did. Echad lo yaseh nishnayim, if it was one thing, lo yaseh shnayim, he can't make it two. Shnayim, if it was two, lo yaseh echad, he can't make it one. Right, if it was one room, he can't make it two rooms, one room. Lo yifchus min achalonos, he can't take away from the amount of windows there were. Lo yosef alem, he can't add to the amount of windows that were. Ela midash neim, unless they both agree to what's going on over here. Hey chidami, now what exactly is the Mishnah? Idam or le bayezeh, if the Mishnah is talking about the case where the landlord said to the guy, I'm renting you this house, nafal azale, then the house, when it collapses, it's gone. So why is it he has to give him, why does he have to replace anything? Rashi says halach lo mazalo garam va'amai chayav lamid lo bayis. So I said, do anything. Idam le bayis stam. And if you just said stam bayis, echad amai lo yaseh shnayim. If it was one, why can't he make it two? Katan amai lo yaseh gadol. Right? Why can't he make it big? Amar shalkish to amalei. We're talking about the case bayis shani maske lecha. The house that I'm renting to you midas arko kach v'kach. This is its size right now, and in such a circumstance right now, since he's not maskim to he didn't mechai himself to this particular house, rather to these type of dimensions. Therefore, he has to do exactly what it was. If that's the case, amayla meimer, what exactly is the chiddush over here? Of course, he has to do what he said he's going to do. Ella ki asa rav and amir shakas the amar lei. It's like the case where Lin said to him that bayis kazeh ani maskalach, a house like this one I'm renting to you. And the Mishnah is telling us that since the landlord didn't designate a specific house for it, he's chayav to give him a replacement, and it's got to be similar to the one that he initially did. Vakati malamimer, still, what's the chiddush over here? Obviously, that's what it'd be. Lo tzricha dekoy aguda dinara. What's the case? Where the house is on the banks of a river. Rashi explains that what does that mean? It didn't say the length and the width. He just spoke about the fact it's on the water. So you would have thought, aguda denara, it means that it's on the banks of the river. That's a chashav azach, it's on the banks of the river. Kamash malan, that it's not only in reference to the location of what it is, location, but also the type of the house itself. Rashi says, "Shu chashav aguda denarahu d'masa b'adei shederach b'nei adam akpidim mekachav al orkav recho loas niu b'adei." Kamash b'lan, that's not the case. The akula milsas it's going on everything that he had said. Hajun alach hashoel and la 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 and la la la. You know what our minhag is? And hajun hashoel. Let's go back to the very beginning of the Mishnah. Said and daf tzadi dal hashoel sapar v'shoel ba'ala ima. Oh, sacha ba'ala ima. Etc. Okay, now that we did that, we're Yotze, Malzum, finishing the eighth parak. Let's now begin the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Metziah. Two terms you have to come to understand before we go into this. We have something known as Arisus and something known as Chachirus. Okay, and Arisus and Aris, another Lashon for that, it's called Kablonus. So Arisus, Kablonus are the same. It's called a sharecropper. And that is that I am now taking your land, like I'm leasing your land, and the way that I pay you for it is that you get a certain percentage of the stuff that I take. So let's say I have a cornfield or wheat, whatever it is, and then I pay you a percentage of the crops that I yield, either a half or a third or a fourth or something like that. Then chachirus is where a chocher is not that it's dependent on the percentage that I yield, but rather it's a fixed amount that I give you. I'm going to give you 10 bushels, right? It doesn't matter how much it brings. That's what I'm going to do. With that information, let's jump into the Mishnah. Hamekabel sada mechavero, someone who takes a field from his friend, Rashi says, O by Rhesus, lemechsa leshlesh, olivia, o bechachiris, bekach bekach, korin leshana, right? Either a third, a half, a fourth, or it's, you know, X amount of kor for a year. Makum shenagul liktzar yiktzar lakor yakor lachsho lachor shachar of yacharosh akol kaminek hamedina. There are different ways you can get crops out of the ground. Pull it out of the ground. Some way you can go is you could do kotzer. You can cut it out, right? Or lachor is to uproot it. Or lachrosh is to plow it and afterwards plow it again. Everything goes according to the minhag of the Medina. So that is it. Let's say one of them wants to uproot it, but the way that it's done over there is that it is cut, or he wants to cut. The way it's done is uprooted. You have to do it according to the minhag of Medina if there's a machloket between the two, a dispute about how to be done. What's the plowing shtick? Rashi explains there's some places where the minhag was to plow the field after they go and take the grain. It kills any of the weeds that's left in the field, stopping them from growing up when the field is then done again, when you plant it again. And such a situation, the farmer, if that's the place to do it, he has to provide the service as part of his chiyuv towards the field. Just like they divide grain, we're talking about over here the sharecropper, aka the arisa or the kablon, right? And in such a case, just like they have to divide up the grain, they also have to divide up the kash, the straw, and that's the according to the percentages that they made up. Kishim shecholkem b'yayin, just like they divide the wine that comes from the kerem, kach cholken, so too they also have to divide. Beep, turn the page. Kuf gimel, amud beis. Bizmoros of Akanim, the branches and the canes. Rashi says, haktsutsim in a gefanim, the kum that are cut from the gefen, bekanim b'farish b'gemar, kanim hama'amidim es a gefanim, shekorin fushal. Right, so this is, we're talking about a carom, obviously. Then you give some of the vine, a certain percentage of it, and also these kanim, or these sticks, these canes that are used in order to support the vines when you don't, you go and you split them up. Also, ushneim misapkin esakanim. Both of them will be misapik. They provide, a sapak is a provider, the canes, these sticks to hold it up. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Ushneim misapkin esakanim echadosh b'chol shana, every year. Shein ala aris ela lavod v'lishmar. What the aris has to do with the share company is to work it, he's to guard it. Aval shad dvarim al shneim. The rest of the things are split up between both of them. V'seifet demasnis and lesa ela b'kablonus di'b'chachronus. When you're doing the chocher, all of this stuff has to do only with the kablanis, with the aris, because the chocher doesn't apply. You have the X amount that you give him, and zero, and there's nothing else to talk about. Tana says the Gemara, Makom shalakol looks on a place where their coats are. Inu rashay lakor, you can't do the uprooting. Lakor, inu rashay relixor, you can't cut. Ushneim akvin zel ze, and both of them, meaning the landowner and the farmer, can stop the other one from changing for what the minig is. Lixor, inu rashay lakor. In a place where you have to be kotzer, you're not allowed to go ahead and uproot it. Hi, Amar Beina de Tisban Liarai. The landowner can say, I want my land to be fertilized. In other words, with the stuff that's left over. Hi, Amar Lo Matzina. And the farmer can say, I'm not able to uproot it completely. Each one's saying from their tzad, but that's the minig over there. So Rashi says, Balakaka could say, EF she shitaka beina de tivna and ari. I don't want you to uproot all things. I want it to be of tevin there. She sharuba, minakash and be a lo zevel is riasal shanaro. I want it to be there for fertilizer for next year. And in a place where, let's say, again, it's lixor, you know, they make him uproot it. That the, let's say, the Bala of Sada is saying, I want you to uproot it. It says, no, sorry. In Balabai, somewhere, akor, matayala meimar le, ha lo matsino mitrach shek tzir nocha. It's much easier to do kotzer than it is to do akira. Now, what about the other cases? Lakor in Mishal Lixor. So if the makom is to uproot it, you're not allowed to do kotzer. Now, what's each one's claim? Hi, Amar, Beina de Tinakir Ara. I want you to uproot it completely. If I am the one to say that Beina Tivna, I want the additional straw over here that's going to be for my animals. Rashi says, I don't want to leave it in this land over there. So each one has their claim. Why do I need to say this last thing? So what do you have to say this last part? Ma tam coming. Let's give him a tam. Because each one has the ability of holding up the other one and doing what's going to work for them, depending on the minig. Rashi's mishum d'shneim akvin klomim b'neishis shneim yesh loim taina lekan lekan. That's where they could do it. Next part of the Mishnah said lachos yacharav yachos. If the place is to go and to plow after, it's used to plow it. Pshita obviously lo tzricha ba'aser the lo minachshi. This is only in a place. Why didn't you tell me? In a place where people don't normally weed their fields when there's crops over there. But this farmer went and weeded it out when it was still growing. But there's a few that end up going back over there. Rashi says, "Ba'ochet shatvua mechuberes v'talosh mimenu asavim roim elishach mikan chazav god lo'ayam k'tzas meham." Remember the whole reason why we say to go ahead and to do the chorish after is so there's no weeds over there. So about the tema, maybe you would have thought and said, "Amar leik and now say the landowner, hide the nechesha this which I weeded, adaiti the lo krivnala was that I would not have to go ahead and plow it." After the fact, Rashi says, "Shelo achrosh oda chareya shanikosh makom chavisha shel achar ksira hi lemnoa submarim." The whole purpose is to get rid of submarim. Kamashan di bayle lefushele. This comes to teach us that the farmer should have specified this before he ended up weeding the field. The fact that he didn't, that's your problem. You got to do it. Akol kabinig amadina, everyone's going to the minig amadina. Akol usim, what's coming to include? Asu yahad the tana rabbanon is going to include that which you'll learn in a braisa. Makum shenagu lahaske li lanus al gabe karka, a place where the custom is to lease the trees along with the land, if the trees in the grain field with the land, maskir, and the trees are considered to be leased out. That's what the normal thing is. Rashi Shonoglaski Lonus Imsa the Lavan Shayitola Aris Chelko Peresail, and he gets from the Peresail and Alpha Bisheno Torechman, even though he's not working on them. Shenotzicha Lavoda, because he doesn't need it for their voda. Maskir and Rukash, she says, Klomer Mistama Min Hain Muskar, and they are rented them as well. Malcolm Shaynogulaski, in a Malcolm where they're not knowing to do that, the tree's going with the land. Ain Maskir, and they're not leased along with it. And that's what it's including. Malkum Shogalaska Maskirin. In a place where the custom is to go into Lisa Trees of the Field, Pshita, obviously. Why should the farmer not get what the minhag is? It's only needed in a case where all the landowners in the area give their land to a sharecropper for a third of the crop, and the farmer gets to keep the other two-thirds. And the landowner went and gave the land for only a fourth of the crops. Malathim would have thought to Amar Leh, that the landowner can say, Hai debatzulach, that which I made less for you, I reduced the price you have to pay. Rashi said, you know, topachos mishar balibatim, adaiti the lo yavre lach bialanos. I'm doing that with the expectation that I don't have to give you any of the fruit trees. Kamash malan, di baile la fruchele. He should have said that straight up. And if you don't say it, then sorry, he gets it. Makum shenagusho lahaskir ein maskirin. In a place where they don't lend out, the trees are not going along with the field, and it's not land, it's not leased to them. Pshita, obviously. Why should he get it? This is talking about a case where all the sharecroppers accept their mekabel land for a quarter of the crops, and they get to keep three quarters. But this sharecropper went and he accepted the land for a third of the crops, which is more. By the time you thought, Amalei, he could say, Hai detfai lach, the fact that I gave you more, I thought the officer Bielanos was, right, he's saying, the sharecropper is saying, I'm only getting keeping two-thirds as opposed to three-quarters. And you could say, the fact that I did that is a dite to the avli b'lanos, you should give me the trees. Kamash b'lan, di b'yalei l'fushalei. He should have said it straight out. The fact he didn't means you don't get it. Next part of the mission, we said, Kishem shecholchem etzvul kach cholchem etevim v'kash. Divab the grain, also the straw and the straw, the different types of straw. Tevua, tevin and kash. One is processed and one is unprocessed. It's whole. Amar of Yosef, Bavel noig de lo yavitivna larisa. In Bavel, the minhag was not to give the straw to the aris, to the sharecropper. The main afkamina, what does it matter? The ika inish de yav, ayin yafehu, falo gamrinan mine. If you find someone who does that they actually give it, that's really nice, but don't learn out from him what to do because he's just being nice. This is the first, the second, and the top layers of the borders of the field. What they used to do is they'd make a ditch around the field and then pile the earth on it in order to make a boundary around it. And after this, they put extra on top of it. And then they did a third time. The first one was called Bukhra, like the first one, Bukhor. Second one is Tafsa, which means Tfei, more. And then the third one is Arkafta, which is like when you ride on it, so it's riding on top. Vikani Dechezra. And the Rashi says kanim, the sticks. Shenotzim be'eretz la'arog bo kotzim on nisarim svios ha sade. They have these stakes they would put to make a fence around it. They put a fence around thorn bushes or things like that. They're interwoven around in order to make the fence. The balabais, all of these are the chiyav of the balabais. Rashi says alav yitzia zos lasos. It's on him to go and to take care of it. V'chizu gufe, the thorns themselves, this is a kotzim sha'organ bo, savav akaram dairisa. That's up to the sharecropper to go and to take care of it. Klola de milsa, this is the general rule. Kol ikar balma de balabayis, nitirusa yiserta dairisa. That is, whatever is like the basic security, Rashi's ikar shmir shi'ef shabaloi, without that, that's on the balabais. Netirusa yiserta, you want to make it stronger, more guarded, that's on the aris. Alav, Rashi's alav lahotzi, she'eno osa ela lahakel me'alav, shalol yitzarech l'choch klal b'shmirasa. He's got to go and do more because the improvements are only for him to save him from having to do extra effort to go and guard it. So that's up to him. You wanna do that? That's on you. That's not on the balabais. V'yamer Rav Yosef, Mara uzvila. A Mara and a Zvila are two types of tools that are used in order to go ahead, the different types of shovels. V'davla, a hoe and a shovel. V'davla, a bucket. V'zarnuka, and a zarnuka, Rashi says, is node, a flask. Limlos b'makom shenogim, lidlos b'nodos. right? So Rashi's davel is delil hashkus other sort to water the field there, and this flask, the balabais, it's all on the balabais. He's got to give him this bucket in order to get water to water the field. It also a place where they would go ahead and they would take water in these bottles, these little flasks. He has to give it to him. Arisa avid be yore. The sharecropper, though, he has to make these ditches, you know, to irrigate the fields. That's on them. Definitely easier to water the field if you make all these ditches around it, but they can give you the bucket to take care of. If you want to do more than that, vakasha, go ahead, but that's on you. That's not on them. Just like divide up the wine, so to divide the branches and these kanim, these sticks, these canes to keep it up. Kanim ayiv the tayu. So what are they doing over there in the vineyard? These are these kanim, as she says, shenitla klipas, and they took off the klipa, mechashof alavan shalayim. They basically peeled off the outer layer, and the purpose of this is to keep up the vines and to be able to, if you ever drive by a vine field, been in a vine field, you know, a vineyard, you'll see they're up on these like wooden stands, and it keeps them from touching the ground and getting all ruined over there. And they divide up the process for this. When they no longer use it, they divide up. So why does the Mishnah say, and both of them have to give the cane? Since the Mishnah just said that the landowner and the sharecropper, the Oris, they divide amongst themselves, obviously they have to go and give it to them. They have to set up, you know, lechatchila. Because if they don't have to give it, then why would they go ahead and divide it up? It says, go on, matam kamar. Matam shneim cholkim kamar. Why is that the case? Mishum, the shneim is not going to, because the fact that they go and they had to supply it, therefore they each end up getting it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.